Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration, I just want to show you how to actually find the practice gestures functions for VoiceOver so that you can practice your gestures without getting too irritated or confused by some of the gestures that you need to get used to use the iPad effectively. So I've got the iPad turned on, VoiceOver is running, it's unlocked, and I've got my screen orientation locked in portrait mode so that you don't get the iPad saying that it's moved into landscape mode every time I move the iPad. So first of all, we need to get to settings from the home screen. So I'm going to touch my finger on the screen about two-thirds of the way up from the bottom.
YouTube.
And then I'm going to flick with one finger to the right to find settings.
Settings.
And luckily, it's just the next item there. One finger double tap to open up settings.
Settings.
Now, what I'm going to do now is tap my finger on the left-hand side of the screen and drag it down until I get to general.
Notificate cellular date, brightness and picture frame, general, selected, button.
And that's already selected. But if you wanted to select it, you would do a one finger double tap anywhere on the screen.
General, selected.
That selected it. Now what that's now done is brought up some options now on the right hand side of the screen. So I'm going to take my finger over to the right hand side of the screen, just in a bit from the right hand edge, and again drag my finger down the screen till we get to accessibility.
Usage, sounds, button, network, Bluetooth, locations, auto log, passcode log, restrictions, off, but home. But date and time, keyboard, international, accessibility, button.
And that's accessibility. That's one finger double tap on that.
VoiceOver, on, button.
And it's landed on VoiceOver. So let's one finger double tap to open that up.
VoiceOver.
Now what I'm going to do is still scroll down the right-hand side of the screen, because the left-hand side of the screen is still all our major setting categories. So I'm going to drag my finger down the screen until we get to practice.
VoiceOver, to select, to tap, to scroll, practice VoiceOver gesture, practice VoiceOver gestures, button.
And that's the one we want, so we do a one finger double tap to open that up.
Practice gestures, heading.
And now if I basically touch in the middle of the screen, VoiceOver will tell me the commands. So let's do a one finger touch on the screen.
Practice VoiceOver gestures in this area, select the done button in the top right,
gives me the instructions first.
Double tap to exit.
So let me touch in the screen to see what it does with a one finger touch.
Touch. Select item under your finger.
Okay, if I do a one finger double tap.
Double tap. Tap the selected item.
If I do a one finger double tap and hold.
Double tap and hold. Drag the item.
If I do a two finger double tap.
Two finger double tap. Start and stop the current action. For example, starts and stops playback of music and video.
If I do a three-finger flick to the left.
Three-finger flick left. Scroll right one page.
Three-finger flick to the right.
Three-finger flick right. Scroll left one page.
Okay. Touch with three fingers on the screen.
Three-finger single tap. Sneak page number or rows being displayed.
If I do a three-finger triple tap.
Three-finger triple tap. Toggle screen curtain on and off.
And a three-finger double tap.
Three-finger double tap, toggle speech on and off.
And if I wanted to exit the practice VoiceOver gestures, I just press the home button at the bottom of the screen.
Home. Settings.
And we'll return to the home screen on the settings icon where we started. So basically, you go into settings, general, accessibility, VoiceOver, practice VoiceOver gestures, touch the middle of the screen. You can practice all your gestures for VoiceOver that you wish to learn. When you finish, press the home button to return to the main home screen. That concludes this demonstration for today. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.